Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Champions bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Hang it all, we're in a ditch.
Uh-oh. Better get out of the way, gang. Looks like we're in for it again. Benny the Breakfast Grouch is on the loose, and you know what that means.
Doggone, where's my other shoe? Why can't people leave things where a fella puts them? Oh, something might torn that darn chair again. Bet I'll be late for breakfast, too. Oh, who cares? I'm sick eating breakfast anyway.
And so Benny the Breakfast Grouch gets dressed the hard way. He comes downstairs and sits down at the breakfast table.
Wouldn't you just know it'd be that same old stuff again. That's the 47th time this week, I'll bet. Why don't they invent something new for breakfast? Jeepers, I wish I could find a breakfast dish that's worth eating.
Yes, our friend Benny the Breakfast Grouch has plenty of troubles. Mostly, I think, they're his own fault. Any fellow who can listen to me talk about Wheaties day after day and not try them even once has only himself to blame. Wouldn't you think that Benny would get wise and switch to a Breakfast of Champions? I'm telling you, those toasted Wheaties flakes have the kind of satisfying goodness that make you feel like smiling in spite of yourself. Why, that famous Wheaties flavor alone has been known to help even the grumpiest, gloomiest breakfast grouches get more fun out of breakfast. And all that good whole wheat nourishment in Wheaties, that's mighty easy to take, too. Wheaties give you just what you want in the morning. Real champion nourishment and a champion flavor to help you start the day in high gear. Yes, here's my tip to Benny and any other breakfast grouch you happen to know. Get acquainted with milk and fruit in Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. Then let's see if this doesn't happen in a hurry.
Wheaties for breakfast. Nah, that's more like it. Golly, those Wheaties flakes taste good. I'm sure glad I learned about a Breakfast of Champions. I'll bet nobody can call me a breakfast grouch now.
It's just as I've been telling you, fellas and girls. The happy way to start the day is with Wheaties Breakfast of Champions. Get some and see for yourself tomorrow morning. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. This is a tense moment for the ship of forgotten men. The captured schooner in which Jack Armstrong and his friends are trying to escape from Sicily. Jack himself is in the cabin with Captain Powell and Lane, perfecting his plans against the imminent danger which threatens them. But above deck, as the ship pounds through the Mediterranean waves with all sails drawing, Uncle Jim is at the wheel and Billy is watching the approach of three enemy torpedoes. Hanging low on the horizon are three patches of smoke, which betray the presence of an enemy force of surface raiders racing to intercept an Allied convoy. Right now, the torpedo boats draw nearer and nearer.
Spreading out, Uncle Jim. One torpedo boat's going to the right and the other to the left.
The third boat's coming straight for us, Billy.
Tell you, they're not going to take any chances. I bet two of the boats cover us from either side with their machine guns, and the third boat will come alongside and board us.
Glad we got that radio message off. This may be the end for us, but our Navy will know what's up. They'll send out a force to meet the Italians and save our convoy.
Well, there's Jack coming about. I don't see Captain Powell or Lane with him. Hey, he looks as though he's in a hurry. Aren't Powell and Lane coming up, Jack?
They're staying below, Billy.
We've got a plan. Structuring chances. What kind of a plan can save us now?
The plan to capture one of those torpedo boats, Billy. After they capture us. We'll have to work fast. The boats will be here in a few minutes.
I've got Paul and Lane tied up, Uncle Jim.
How's that? You tied them up?
Yeah, I've tied them and put them in the aft locker, Uncle Jim. Here's our plan. Paul and Lane can speak Italian like natives.
And, of course, we're all dressed as Italian fishermen.
Yeah, but the enemy knows who we are, Jack.
Right. But they also know that we captured the Italian secret police. They don't know that we left all the police ashore.
I see. Lane and Paul will pretend to be members of the secret police.
That's right. They'll pretend to be our prisoners. They got their secret police cars with them, and the enemy will untie them. If we're lucky, they'll have the run of the torpedo boat while the rest of us are prisoners.
Yeah, that's a swell idea, Jack. Maybe they can help us escape after we're taken prisoners.
Maybe they can do more than that. Maybe they can help us capture one of the torpedo boats after we're taken aboard. I came up to see if you had any special instructions to give Captain Powell, Uncle Jim.
Oh, I can't think of any right now, Jack. Everything will depend on what happens to us when they take us aboard the torpedo boat.
Okay, I'll go back and tell them. But say, we'd all better throw our secret police cars overboard, except Powell and Lane.
Well, we certainly had. We got to work fast, Jack. I'll call one of Powell's men back here and tell him what's up. There he is.
Aye, sir.
Come back here, quick.
I'll go below and put on the finishing touches. I'll go too, Jack. Come on. Did you get off that radio message all right?
You bet I did.
Got it all off in code. That Italian fleet's going to have the surprise of its life when it sneaks up on our convoy tonight. Now, there's the companionway. Let's get down.
Oh, I don't see Powell or Lane.
They're back in that storage locker after the cabin. The door's not closed. You can see him in there now.
Boy, you sure tied them up.
Now, we'll gag them now. Uncle Jim hasn't any special instructions, Captain. He says we'll have to wait and see what they do to us.
I thought he's right. Say, it sounds as though the torpedo boats are coming up fast.
Well, there they are. All ready to be gagged, Lane?
Go ahead, Jack. Do a good job.
You put a gag on Captain Powell, Billy. Here, I've got one all ready for you.
Put it on tightly, Billy. The captain pull a fast one on the beggars.
What?
I'll do you up round, Captain. Oh, but say, Jack, if they're gagged and tied up and the door to the locker shut, maybe the enemy won't find them.
Oh, yes, they will. They'll search the cabin. And Captain Powell will kick at the door and grunt through the gag just to make sure they find him. There we are, Lane. How's that gag? Can you talk? Yeah, that'll do. How's your gag, Captain Powell?
Very good, sir.
Ah, good. Now we'd better get back on deck, Jack. Those boats must be almost on us now.
Yeah, come on. Oh, wait. I'll close the door. Now, let's get above on the double.
Those boats sound awfully close, Jack. I hope they don't decide to send a torpedo into us.
They won't. They want to take us alive. Hey, look. There's one coming up astern now.
And there's one to port of us. And one to starboard.
They've got their machine guns manned. They'll keep us covered while the boarding party comes aboard. Well, everything's ready, Uncle Jim.
I told Powell man, what's up. They're all waiting in the forecastle. They must have waited out with our hand grenade.
Why, that'd be suicide. Covered from both sides.
Look at that boat, Jim. Boy, he's a big one. Two torpedo tubes on each side.
And a couple of machine guns on deck with a crew at each one.
And the other boats have throttled down to our feet, Uncle Jim.
Hell yeah. I've never had so many machine guns before in all my life. Hey, what's that boat going to do? Run it down at the stern?
No, she's bearing off. She's coming alongside. And I need to be alongside, too. They're going to board us direct. I guess that fellow standing up with the braid on his sleeve.
Picking up a megaphone now, Jim.
Chief! Ahoy!
Glad he speaks English. Ahoy! What do you want?
As if we didn't know.
We know who you are! We are coming aboard! If you resist, you will all be shut down.
They've got the machine guns for sure.
You will stand by to receive a light. You will hold your ship on her present course.
All right. Heave it over. Just pretend to have given up all hope.
Here comes the line.
I've got it, Jack.
Pull it in, Billy. They're putting our rope fenders on the side. We're going to get a bumping in these ways when they get close.
Closing in now. Paddle down to exactly our sailing speed. Make the line fast, Billy.
All right, Uncle Jim. Golly, what we couldn't do with our hand grenades now.
It'd be the last thing we'd ever do in this world, Billy.
There are four men getting ready to come aboard, Jack. Skip them, three others. Don't skip them, man.
Watch it. Here they come.
Who is in command here?
I am.
I demand your unconditional surrender.
Well, we don't seem to have much choice.
Ah, I am glad you see that your position is hopeless. You will tell your men, yes?
I've already told them. We're prepared to go aboard your boat. You want us to lower sail first?
That will not be necessary. We shall sink your ship as soon as we leave it.
Where are those two men going?
They are going forward to keep your crew covered. My lieutenant shall search your cabin for papers.
Oh, you don't have to do that. We haven't any papers down there.
So, you do not wish us to search your cabin. That is very interesting. But as you see, my lieutenant is going below now.
Well, he won't find anything. Come on, Jack. Let's get aboard the torpedo boat.
You will wait here until my lieutenant returns.
Yourself. I thought you were in a hurry to get back to your main force.
What do you mean? What do you know about our force?
Well, that smoke on the horizon doesn't come from torpedo boats. You weren't roaming the Mediterranean just to find us.
Ah, I see that you are guessing.
But it does not matter if you know. There is nothing you can do now.
Sure, you're part of a large naval force.
Perhaps you can guess where we are going.
Oh, we know where you're going. There's nothing to eat in your country, so they sent your navy out to catch some fish.
Ah, it is these fish we are after now. And we shall use torpedoes for bait. It will be excellent for.
Come, Jammer. How can the lieutenant find power and money?
You will not whisper. I warn you, if there is any treachery, you will all be machine guns.
Huh?
What is that? Who's talking in the cabin?
The lieutenant seems to have discovered someone down there. Well, Jack, found those two after all. I was hoping they'd go down with the ship.
What are you talking about?
Your lieutenant will tell you when he comes up.
Who is that coming up above now?
You ought to know. A countryman of yours.
There are two of them. You will remain here while I speak to my lieutenant.
Everything depends on what happens now. I hope Captain Harlan and Lane do their stuff. You can count on them. They can pass those Italians anyway.
Lieutenant's telling the skipper what he found below, Jack. I think we've got it pretty well fooled.
Hey, look. Lieutenant's showing him the secret police cards you know about Harlan and Lane. Here he comes now. Hey, he looks pretty mad.
So, you have captured two of our secret police, huh?
We have captured some more if we could.
You are so smart, my Americani friends. You were going to take us to Africa. You were going to make us talk. Now we will see who talks.
My pulse, good. Now let's see how good Lane is.
So you would tie us up. You would tie us and gag us and put us where we would not be found. Yes, and it's too bad they found you.
You see? You see what it is they would do? They would have us drown when you sank the ship.
Now it is they who will drown. Perhaps they shall not be shot. Perhaps you will leave them on the ship when they torpedo it.
That cannot be. The Americans must go back with me. They must be questioned.
But then they shall be shot. They shall be shot as spies.
Did they mistreat you while you were their prisoners?
If only you knew. They kept us in that little locker for days. They tormented us with our thirst. Sometimes they threatened to throw us overboard. But it is we who shall laugh the last time.
Enough. I have no more time to waste. The other Americans. I see my men have taken him to my boat. You will get on my boat at once.
Come on, Billy. Go over the rail. Careful now. If the next wave throws the boat in.
All right, jump. Charlie, I almost went overboard then. Don't worry, Billy. You just step up a little.
Where do you want us to go?
You and your friends will go below, in the stern cabin. At once. The others have been taken below to the forward cabin.
Come on, Billy. See what's down there.
Come and check.
My men will follow you and make you fast.
Uh-oh. They're going to tie us up.
Yes, sir, Jack is right. That torpedo was the signal gun for the most exciting experience that Jack has ever had. Boy, will you be sorry if you're not there. So listen in, all of you, to the next thrilling episode of The Ship of Forgotten Men. Now, breakfast ought to be twice as much fun for you if you can have all the Wheaties you want tomorrow morning. Eat a big bowl full because you like them. Then enjoy a second helping just because Wheaties have the best doggone flavor you ever tasted. You'd better put in your order now for two or three packages of those crisp whole wheat flakes with a champion flavor. And I mean Wheaties.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who invite you to listen tomorrow to another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.
This program came to you from Chicago. This is the Blue Network.